Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Tazayin. We will begin on Daf Tazayin, Amar Aleph, Bezer Hashem, on the top line. The Gemara continues discussing Eiv. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Oid Zeh Medab V'Zeba, V'yoyim Eish Elokim, Nafal M'Shamayim. Message is brought to Eiv that a fire came from Shamayim. V'tiva B'Tzoyim, it burnt up the sheep, Ubinaarim, and the children, v'toichlem, and consume them. Before he could even report about the calamity that happened to his animals, there was more tzaris that happened. And what happened was that the sheep and his workers were consumed. And then says the pasuk, Oidze medaber, v'zeba v'yema, Kazdim some shloish roshim v'yifshtu al gemalim v'yikachu v'sanarim hikul fecharev. That the army of the Kazdim got divided into three groups, and they took your camels and the people who were taking care of those camels. Continues the pasuk, oyd zemadaber, and as long as this is happening, your family were eating and drinking in the home of their brother, their oldest brother. A tremendous hurricane came from the other side of the midbar, and they touched the four corners of the home, and the hurricane touched your children, v'yemosu, and they passed away. V'yakam Iyev, and the pasuk continues, it says, Iyev got up, v'yikras me'ilah, he tore his coat, v'yagas es'ar roishai, he ripped out the hair of his head. And of course, the Gra asked the question, we know that the Torah Kedoshah says, lo yisusimu karcha ben einechem l'meis, that it's prohibited to rip out your hair when suffering a mace. So the Gra says that iser only applies when you rip out all of your hair. Here, they didn't rip out all of the hair. Since not all of the hair was ripped out, that's why it's permissible. And then he continues, V'yoyim ha'arim yotzim ha'betin, imi v'arim asher shama, I came out without clothing from my mother's womb, so shall I return. Hashem nosav, Hashem lokach, yishem Hashem mevoirach. Of course, many mefarshim ask the question, Rashi asks it, how could the pasuk say, that v'arim asher shama, that I will return to my mother's womb? When a person asks Rashi, passes away, they don't go back to the womb of the mother. So what is the meaning of this? So one pshat Rashi says that a person originally comes from the earth, and that's what he's saying, I'm going to go back to earth when I'm buried. Another pshat, he says that indeed, Aram Yitzasimi Betan Imi, I came out of my mother's womb without any clothing. Aram Oshav Shama doesn't mean that I'm going to go back to my mother's womb without any clothing. The Aram Asher Shama refers that he's going to go back to the earth from where he came without any clothing. Says the Gemara, B'chol zois loichot Iyov v'loi nosen tefillah l'alakim. Iyov, after suffering so much, still did not complain against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to him. And the pasuk says, V'hi ayoyim, v'yovah b'nei l'kim l'siyatzev, when Rosh Hashanah came again, v'yam Hashem l'shatam, ey mezeh tavoy, from where are you coming? V'yan asatan as Hashem v'yoymer, m'shoit ma'oretz u'mahalach ba, I'm coming from traveling throughout the world. Omer l'fan Rabbi Shalom, shati b'chal oylem, I traveled throughout the entire world, v'lemotzasi kam avdach Avram, I've never found anybody on the same level as Avram Avinu. Shemartaloi, you said to Avram Avinu, kum hesalach b'oretz, la'ochba l'rochba kilchot nena, travel through all of Eretz Yisrael because it will be yours. V'shosh b'kish l'k b'tzara, yet when he wanted to bury Sarah, He found nowhere to bury her. And still, and he didn't complain. He accepted whatever you said. Hashem says to the Satan, Hasamta livtcha, alav di Eiv, have you paid attention to my servant Eiv? Kein kamay ba'aretz, there's no one like him. Vaydanam ma'achse b'tamusay, even though he suffered all of this, he still goes with Tamimus, he still accepts the Gzera Hashem. But to say nibay levloya, and you, when you tried to convince me to destroy him, it was actually improper. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Imali Makar Kosov, if not that we see that this is what the Pasuk is saying, Yef Shel Amrei, we ourselves cannot be able to understand what it says here. Kadam, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu was saying, Kadam Masisim Oysoi, it's as if somebody tried to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to convince him to do something, Venisis, as if he doesn't have his own opinion. Masnisatana, the Brisa says, how does the Yitzhahara operate? Yorit or Masa, he comes down to this world and he convinces people to do Averus. Va'olu or Margus, and then after the person does the Avera, he goes up to Shemayim and he says, look at this person. V'noitl Rishus, V'noitl as Neshama. And he takes Rishus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kill this person because of the Averus he did. V'yan Hasotnas Hashem V'yoyma. Or ba or v'chol ashele ish yiti ba'ad nafshay. A person, normally, when they come to punish him, and they come to hit his head, he protects his head, that his hand should get hurt, but not his head. And if that's the way a person behaves, so too a person is prepared to give away anything to save himself. Because, and that's, he said, was how we understand Eiv. He's ready to give up everything just to stay alive. Ulam, says the Satan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ulam shlach no yotcha v'ga al atzma v'abesaroi im lo yapanach yivarchecha. Test Eiv, that if you will punish him and he himself, let's see what will happen. V'yoyma Hashem al Satan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Satan, Hinei biyotcha ach asnafshe tishmor. I give you over Eiv, but I give you a directive. You have to make sure that that no matter what you do, he stays alive. And the pasuk says, "Ve'yotzei hasatan me'es pnei Hashem." The satan takes leave of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yachas Eiv b'kishchin ra. He had a terrible rash. Mikaf ragla could cut it from his feet to his head, because as Masha explains, the deal was that he's not going to suffer, that he should die. So he only gave him an external wound, a rash. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kosher Tzar Shel Satan, what the Satan had to do was even more complicated, Yosef Shel Eiv, what Eiv had to do. Moshe Levitch Amalei Rabbi, Scha Shvar Chavis, where somebody tells his Eved, break the barrel, however, Ushmaya Shenoi, make sure that none of the wine in the barrel spills out. Amresh Lakish, Hu Satan, Hu Yetzahar, Hu Malchamavis. All of these three people that we always encounter, the Satan, the Malchamavis, and the Yetzahara, are all really the same. And I saw that we know, the Gemara speaks about it often, that if somebody does an Avera more than once, it becomes mutter to him, it becomes permissible to him. And that's what happens. If somebody does an Avera, the person is no longer the same person. And the Yetzihara, which till now was an external force on having influence on the person, the Yetzihara becomes now the Satan. The Satan is internal into the person. And therefore, the person who till now internally always wanted to do the right thing, now it becomes different. And the person starts thinking what he's doing, it becomes a habit to do his. And the Malach HaMavis then comes and takes away the person's desire to do the right thing. And when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when the Malach HaMavis takes that away from the person, even if he maybe is walking around alive, he's really, as far as the Malach HaMavis is concerned, he's a dead person because his ruchnius has been taken away. Who sotan the ksiv v'yetzeh sotan meis Hashem ksiv hasam regarding the yetzer hara rak ra kol hayoyim, and it says here by Eiv rak elov al tishlach yotcha, though we see that's referring to the sotan who malcha mavis the ksiv ach as nafshe tishmar. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to the same person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to the person, to the power that has life and death in his hand, which is the Malach HaMavis. Says the Gemara, Amar Levi, Pnina Satan uPnina L'Shem Shemaim Niskavnu. The Satan and Pnina tried to do what was right. They won't speak about Pnina, tried to do L'Shem Shemaim. And the Gemara will explain this in a moment. Satan, what does it mean, the Satan? The Satan saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very partial to Eiv, as we just said in a moment ago, that the Satan told HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol that he's even, that Eiv is even greater than Avram Avinu. And what's going to happen now is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forget Kaviyachol, what the greatness of Avram, which will of course have terrible effect on Klal Yisrael. Pnina, what is the story with Pnina? The Ksiv, the Kaas, the Tzarsa, Gamkas, Bava, Harima. Elkana was married to two women, Chana and Pnina. And Chana did not have children, and Pnina had 10 children. And what Pnina used to do is she used to cause Chana pain. She used to say, after she went to the store to buy clothing for her children, she said, used to say to her, did you buy any children clothing for your children today? And because of that, even though, as we'll say, that the Pnina meant well, she wanted to stimulate Chana and her husband Elkanah to daven for children, still Chana had Shmuel HaNavi and 4 more children, and every time, so she had a total of 5 children, and every time one of Chana's children were born, at that time, one of Penina's children passed away. So I saw that the pasuk says that v'haya ki tzog yitzuk alai shmaya eshma tzokasai. What does the pasuk mean? So the Mefarshim say, as we just learned, Penina l'shem shemayim miskavna. She meant well because she wanted to stimulate Chana to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But still, even though he meant well, that doesn't make a difference. She meant well, that doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to do that. And that's what the pasuk says. Im ona tana oisa. If you're going to hurt another Jew, even if your intention is Shmaya Esh Kim Tzoy Yitzhak Alai, your intention is that the person should to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't make a difference. Shmai Eshmet Zakosai. I will do what I have to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we have no right to make another person feel bad, even at the price, even with the greatest attentions. I saw that the story with the Chazon Ish, that there was somebody who was a boy who was ready to get married, but he had a sister who was older than him by 3 years that had not yet gotten married. And he came to ask the Chazon Ish if he's allowed to get married since he has his older sister. So because it will cause his sister to feel bad. So the Chazon Ish said, on the contrary, I very much recommend that's what you do. Because the Chazon Ish said, we just saw that if you do something that will make the other person daven to Hashem, it's something that is commendable. So of course you're not allowed to do it deliberately. But if you're not doing it deliberately, you're getting married because you want to get married. And as a result of you doing this, your sister will daven better. That's not something that you're doing wrong. Says the Gemara, Darsha of Achav Yaakov. Rav Achav Yaakov gave this drasha in a place called Pupanaya, and also Sotan Nashkel Kari. And the Sotan came and kissed him, because the Sotan said, "You exactly understood what my intention was." And Chaim Shmulevitz says that we learn from this Gemara a very important lesson, that when it comes to Averis, Ben Adam Chaveroi, the story we speak about Penina, even though it was meant for the best of intention, hurting another person is never permissible. And that's why Penina, because she caused Chana this pain, then the halacha is that it's Osir. And the Shulchan Yaakov says the same, that you know, even anybody who tries to do things that will hurt another individual, even if his intention is proper, stealing from somebody money that you think he doesn't deserve, and giving it to somebody who deserves it, so you think you're doing the right thing, says the Shulchan Yaakov, it's still not permissible. Because if the halach is that he should give up the money, take him to the Torah. And if not, you have no right to take the law into your own hands when you're going to cause somebody else pain. And in fact, if you think about it, says the Yarek Tana, that's exactly what the Machloikus, when we think about Koirach, that's what Koirach represents. Koirach was convinced that what he was doing was correct, but it doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to do what he wasn't allowed to do what he did, even with the best of intentions, if that was going to cause the machloikis, that ultimately happened. And the Arif Tavash actually says that this is the method that the Satan uses. He doesn't come and tell a person, do something wrong. People who do the wrong thing, people don't want to do the wrong thing. Rather, what he does is he convinces the person that what you're doing is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to hurt this person, like Penina, as the Gemara said, L'shem Shemayim, Niskavna. But we really have to think, is that correct? However, the Bir Halacha, at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Simon Aleph, in Divrei Maskul Ha'Yisba'ish, does say, Im yesh apikarsim ha'miskoyim ala Torah, if there are apikarsim who are trying to rebel against the Torah, v'loitzim l'havres ha'am ritzoyin Hashem, and they wanted to cause us to go away from what Hashem wants to do, im poschu imam b'divrei shalom. So your first step, says the Mishnah Berurah, should always try to be peaceful. Im poschu imam b'divrei shalom v'loy shamu, if you try to work with them peacefully, but they don't want to pay attention, mitzvah l'snoysam u'l'skayata, one can hate them and quarrel with them. We should do whatever we can to thwart their evil plans. And sometimes, says the Mishnah Berurah, and of course, person has to recognize and understand when is the right time and when is the wrong time to do it, but he suggests that sometimes when there is no other option, that's what is appropriate to do. Says the Gemara, b'chazois, with everything that we're learning, that Eiv was suffering, l'chata Eiv b'sfasov, Eiv did not rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rava, but says Gemara, what does the pasuk mean? B'sfasov l'chata, he didn't verbalize any rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, b'libei chata, in his heart he sinned. My kama eretz nitna b'yad rasha, the world is given over to the Rishon, p'nei shefteh yichase im lo efamehu. The world is in the hands of Rishon, and closes up, that are able to convince the dayonim, the judges, not to see what the truth is. Who otherwise, why do we see that tzaddikim suffer? Amar Rava, and I Rava says, Bikesh Iyav Lachas Karav Pia. He wanted to turn over the world. So Rasha says, what does it mean he wanted to turn over the bowl? So Rasha says that the pshat is that the world is round. And what Iyav wanted to do was that he should turn, that the world is round, he wanted to turn it over entirely. But the Gra gives a fantastic mashal to this. Gra says that there was once somebody who worked for a king who was very short-tempered. And anything that he felt was done against what he wanted, he would immediately punish. And there was once a servant of the king who brought a bowl of soup to the king, and a drop of the soup fell on the king. This king, as we just said, was very short-tempered, and he wanted to punish him. And what the Eved then did was, before the king did anything, he turned over the entire bowl and poured it on the king. And the king now was furious. Not only was he furious, he asked this Eved, he asked the servant, I don't understand what you just did. It's bad enough that you had a drop of the soup spill on me, but now you deliberately take the entire bowl and you pour it on me? How could you defend yourself? So he explained to the king, what I did was for your honor. I know you're a person that gets angry and punishes very quickly. So I knew that the moment that you're going to punish me for this drop of soup, and everybody is going to say, what a foolish king. A drop of soup and he punishes somebody? And I was concerned about your honor. So I poured the entire bowl on you. And by pouring the entire bowl on you, people will now say that when I get punished, I deserve getting punished. That is what Iyav said. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, was doing to him was unexplainable. So he said, I will rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now people will be able to understand why I deserve this punishment. And that's pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Parag Nun Aleph Pasuk Vav. L'chol levatcha chatasi. I sinned against you. L'man the reason I sin sometimes is I do it for your honor, that people should recognize, that people should not in any way question the way of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because, says the Gemara, Abaya says that Eve didn't mean to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he only spoke about the Satan. And says the Gemara, this is actually Machalakis Tanoim. The Brisa says, Eretz Nitna B'yad Rosha, Rabbi Lezai Mabikish Oyev Lakav Karav of Piyop, he wanted to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Omle Rabbi Shua, Lediba Oyev El Klav Satan, did he rebel against the, was he speaking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, was he speaking about the Satan? Says the Pasuk further in the Yev, Adatcha Kilo Ersha, Vemiyotcha Matzel, Omarova, Bikish Eev Liftus Kalayel and Kulam and Adin. Eev wanted to say that nobody should be held responsible for what they do because we have this Yetzirah that we can't prevail over. I'm in front of Rabbanu Shlom, Brosa Shor, Precisus Sedukas. You bought and you created an axe, it has split hooves. Brosa Chamor, and you created a donkey, Precisus Kalutas, that doesn't have split hooves. Brosa Gan Eden, or Brosa Gehenim. You created Gan Eden and Gehenim. Brasa tzadikim, you created tzadikim, or brasa rishoyim, and you created rishoyim, mimak v'yotcha. And what Eev meant to say, explains the Mashah, is that just like an animal is created the way it is and it can't change, and that makes it a kosher animal versus a non-kosher animal, so, and this food is no schar v'oynish, it is, he is what he is, so too is, he said, regarding the human being. There is no choice. We are who we are. My hadrulei chavre the Eev. And what did the Eev's colleagues respond to him? Af at the tofa yira v'tegra sichel fnei kael. What you're saying causes the people should have no yira shemayim. V'tigra sich l'fnei keil, and if there is no Yerushalayim, people will not daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they said to him, Bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzahara. Indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Yetzahara. However, Bar Lo Yitayra Tavlin, the Torah is a Tavlin that is the antidote to the Yetzahara. And that's Pshat that the Mesil Shisharim and the Nefesh HaChaim explain that Torah Tavlin is just like when you eat food. The spice makes the food tasty and edible, and that makes it full. So too, a person who learns Torah is a person who is able to fight against the Yetzirah. So I saw Rav Shach used to say that from the Alta from Slobodka, what is the Tavlin in the Torah? He says, the Torah has much about Yerushalayim. We're learning Gemaras now that speak about Yerushalayim. The Torah Tavlin is when we learn the Torah Tavlin is when we learn this part of the Torah. The Torah has the ability that we should recognize Yerushalayim, and when we recognize Yerushalayim, then we can live the life that we have to. And I saw actually another pshat that the Torah, Eve's claim was that it is what it is, and you can't change anything. And what he was told is that the Torah has the ability to change, and the Torah has the ability to change a person, and even a person who Rachman Tzlon is under the influence of the Yetzirah. Somebody the Yetzirah could be eradicated through learning Torah. That is the power of Torah. And I saw that when we speak about Torah, there are two elements in understanding learning Torah. One is that by learning Torah, a person knows what to do and what not to do. And the second part, what we have through Torah, is that the Torah has in it the ability to make that a person who isn't behaving the way he's supposed to behave, the Torah has that ability to change that, and that the Torah can make the person into a very different person. The Bnei Yisachar quotes the Noam Elimelech that people want to use the Torah. But people try to use the Torah to defend what they do wrong. And therefore, it is our job to make sure that we learn Torah, but we learn Torah the proper way. The Ksav Sofer explains, what Pshat Barasi Yetzahara Barasi Torah Tavlin. The Yetzahara tries to convince a person that learning Torah, that doing mitzvahs and learning and doing the right thing is not really very geschmack, not really very interesting. Baruch Lo Torah Tavlin, when a Jew learns Torah, he recognizes how enjoyable learning Torah is, and that has a tremendous, and that changes his entire life. Darash Rav Maidik Siv, Birkas Oved Alay Tovoy, V'Lev Amonon Arnin, Birkas Oved Alay Tovoy, M'lamet Shaya, Goizel Sodom Yisoimim, Eiv would steal fields from Yisoimim, Umashbichayim, and then improve them, Umachzir Elohim, and then give it back to them. The Leiv Almona Arnon says the Gemara, Kalechdav Almona Dolavin Nazbalei. Wherever there was a woman nobody wanted to marry, Hava Ozel Shode Shmele. He used to say that she's related to him, so now this woman is a Mucheses, for Hava Ozel Nazbalei, now people would be agreeable to marry her. There is a question, is this permissible? Is a person allowed to say that this woman is related to me in order she should be able to get married? The Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simmer Reish Mem Tes, Sif Tes Vov, Paskins, Gabit Tzedakah Sheyesh B'yadim Mor Tzedakah, Yisim Ben Psul Anis, Shein Tzedakah Gdulah Mizeh, that the biggest tzedakah we could do is help a person who's having a difficulty get married. And the Shach says that he's not sure if every woman or maybe only people that don't have children. The Chafetz Chaim, there's a story with the Chafetz Chaim where they said that the Chafetz Chaim, there was a woman who lived in Radin with the Chafetz Chaim, and he used to say to everybody that this girl is related to me. The girl really wasn't related to the Chafetz Chaim, but he said it just that it should help so this girl should be able to get married. And I saw that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses that there was once a reshiva that had a Talmud that was learning with him, and this boy was a very good boy, and at a certain point, there was a girl who unfortunately was a Yesoima, but was a wonderful girl, and the Shidduch was mentioned to this boy. And the boy came to his Rosh Yeshiva, should I marry this girl? She comes from a family with no father, with a family where there's no money. So he said that the Rosh Yeshiva at that point asked Rav Zichel Zilberstein, he knows that that this boy, if I tell him, is interested that she's related to me. So the Bachram, the yeshiva, very often want to marry the relatives of their Rosh Yeshiva. Can he say that she's related to him? And even though the Rosh Yeshiva knows it's not true. So he says that our Gemara is proof that in order to help a girl get married, particularly a girl who's having difficulties getting married, the Gemara is teaching us that one may do so. Says the Gemara, Loi shokel yishkel ka'asi v'havosi b'maznaim yisu yachad. If you weigh all the punishment and anger that's been directed to me min hashamayim, and then look at all my averus, let's see what will be heavier. Amar Av, afil apum de'iv. Eve deserves to be criticized. Chavrusa klap shmaya, is it for us to start having this kind of a conversation with Kadosh Baruch Hu? Lo yesh b'neinu mechiyach, yosh shad al shneinu. There is nobody that could deal with a debate, Eve says, between the two of us. Bris karati le'enei, or mazbani al spula. I was very careful where I looked. And the Gemara explains. Amarava, Afra lapuma de Eev. Eev baronosei. Eev did not look at anybody. Avram, afil b'dedei l'stakel. And Avram did not even look at his own wife. Because the Pasuk says, we know the Pasuk says, that Avram Avinu says, Hine no yadati, ki ishi yifas mara at. Bechlal, de mikar lo yadullah. That Avram Avinu says, till this moment, I never knew you. Rabbi Yehuda Marav, in Masech Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph Omer Aleph says, Osel Kaddish Isha Ad Shiyirena. You're not allowed to marry someone, a woman, unless you see her. So ask the Mashah, how does the Gemara say that Avram Avinu never looked at Sarah until this moment? How could Avram Avinu have married Sarah without having seen her? So Mashah says that what the Gemara here means to say that before Avram married Sarah, he looked at her. But now all of the years that they were married, when Sarah was only, at this point, 60 years old, as they're entering Mitzrayim, that time, all those years, he never looked at her. And now he saw that just like she was so beautiful as a young girl when they got married, her beauty did not go away. The Noida Behuda, however, says that if somebody is confident that he doesn't care about his wife's appearance, the halacha is you could get married without looking at her. And Avram was on the level that it didn't make a difference to him how his wife looked. The Levush HaOiris says that Avram glanced at Sarah before they got married, but he didn't really pay strong attention. And what he was saying was that until this moment, I never really paid attention to your looks. Now is the first time that I'm really doing so. Ola onav yelech, ken yorid sha'ola yala. Amarava mekan shekofa ir b'tchis ha-mesim. Eev said, whoever goes down, dies, will never come back. Asher b'shorah shufeni, v'har b'pitzachinam. Amar Rava Iev Besara Cheirif. Iev used the word Sarif to speak negatively about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uvesara, and he used the same word Tishbicha to Besara Shavua, and that was the word that Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to him. Beloshin Sarif Cheirif, the Ksiv Asher Besara Yishuvaini. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought a terrible wind against me. Amalafanov. Ribbono Shlom, Shem Ruach Sarah Ovel Afanacha. Maybe this wind came, v'nischalaf l'cha, and you got confused between Eoyev l'Oyev. The word Eoyev and the word, which is my name, and the word enemy are the same letters. Usar Yeshivu, the Ksiv, v'yana Shem as Eoyev min Asara v'yoymer. Azonok ki geva chalatzecha, es sha'elcha v'ydi'eni. Amaloi, habaninim barasub adam. I created many hairs in a person's head. And every hair has a pore from where it comes out. They should both not coming to have nourishment from the same hole. For were that to happen, person would become blind. Ben guma leguma, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't get that confused. Ben Eoyev leoyev nischalafli. Mipilek l'shatav tala, who gives all the rain in the world? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yiv, habitim b'parasa b'avim, there are many drops of rain in the clouds. V'chol tipa v'tipa b'parasa loy tfus b'fnei atzmai. Every drop of rain has a path, has a separate path from which it goes down to this world. Kedei shloy shnei tipim yotzim b'tfus achad. They shouldn't go on the same path. Shemol shnei tipim yotzim b'tfus achad, because they both went in one path. B'tashtashis ha'aretz v'erim etzias peiris. It would flood the earth that it shouldn't be able to produce fruit. Ben tipa l'tipa loy neschalfli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm able to keep all these raindrops separately. Ben eoyev l'oyev neschalfli. Says the Gemara, my mashm the high tala lishna the tfusu. How do we know the tala means a path? Amrav b'ashela, because the pasuk says when Eliyahu came to Har Kamel, v'yalatol b'beis asayim zara, he made a path that was the beis asayim. V'derech l'chazus koyla, the pasuk says further what Hashem says to Eiv, har b'koylus barasa ba'avim, the many sounds of thunder. And every sound of thunder has its own path. That the two thunders should not go out of one path. If that were to happen, the world would be destroyed. I keep them separately. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues saying, Chaylel ayolos tishma. Yala, says the pasuk, this deer, female deer, zoris albanel, is very cruel to its children. Bishah shakaris leledes, at the moment it wants to give birth, oilel reisha har, it goes up to the top of the mountain, kedei sheyipol mimena v'yomis, that the child should fall down the mountain and die. V'anim mazman l'nesher, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I prepare an eagle, Shemakabla b'kanofov, that catches this child, U'menichal afanel, V'molim magnum rega mechad, U'mesachar rega echad. If the eagle was a moment early or a moment late, miyad meis, it would die immediately. So he says, b'regula regula in the schalafli, I'm able to figure out the exact moment that it should get born. Ben iyev l'oyev n'schalafli, that I get confused. Chalol ayola is tishmar. Ayola zu, continues HaKadosh Baruch Kaviyokal to say, ayola zu rachmatzar. This ayola has a very narrow womb. B'shashi kores laledes, and it's about, as it's about to give birth, animazman zadarkin, I bring a snake, shemekisha v'beis racham, that bites it in the womb, umesrapim melata, and it causes its wound to open. The mole magnum rekamechad or magregechad, it would come a moment early or a moment too late. Miyad mesa, the animal cannot, would die. Because it would die from the bite of the snake, explains the Marsha. But what happens is, because it's the moment that the child is coming out, it doesn't come out. Says my ben rega rega, loynes chalafli. And I know exact moment when to do this, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bein, Iyev l'Iyev neschalfli. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Mashah was showing is that you look at the world, and the world is so incredible, and it was all created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this, and I don't know what to do, says the Panovich Rav. The Panovich Rav says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that Klal Yisrael is compared to the Sayela. Ke'ayil tarog alafike mayim ke'nafshi sarga lecha alakim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yev, yes, there are times that I cause that Klal Yisrael should suffer, but I know exactly how much suffering they can endure and how much suffering they cannot endure. And you think I don't know what I'm doing with you, Kav Yochel? So says the Pasuk, Eoiv loy bedas yedaber, bedvarav loy behaskel. Omer Rava mekan, shein adam nitzas b'shas tzarei. Eoiv spoke foolishly, but we can't have a complaint against Eoiv because a person sometimes suffers. But what we're supposed to learn from here is, explained the Mefarshim, that everything that happens to us is with tremendous hashgacha pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, and we have to accept what he does. V'yish v'shloshes reya iev as kol ha-ro ha-zois ha-bolov v'yivoy ish m'kaymai alifas ha-timoni u'bildar ha-shuchi v'tsoifa ha-namosi v'yivodu yachtov lova lodun noilu nachmai mai v'yivodu yachtov amri yudam rav. They all entered the city at the exact same moment. The distance between all three of them was 300 Parsi. There were 300 Parsi, and they all entered the city at the exact same moment. Says the Gemara Menahav Yadi, from where did they know what was happening to Eiv? Some say that they had each of these friends had a crown, and they put the name of their friend on the crown. And if one of their friends was suffering, the crown would change. Vikadamri Ilona Havelhu, they each had a tree in the name of their friends. The Kimin Takamshi, if they saw the tree started to wither, they would recognize Haviyadi that their friend was suffering. Amra Rava, Hanadamri Inchi, now we could understand what people say. Oy Chavri Kachavri de Yiv, either you should have friends like Yiv friends, Oi, Mesusa, or you can't survive. Ramosha Leib Misasev said that there were two people who were intoxicated, and they were turning around to each other, and they said, I love you. And the other one says, I love you. And they said, how do you know I love you? And they weren't, if you don't feel my pain, then you don't love me. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us, that when is a person considered a true friend? That is when a person feels the other person's pain, as we see in this Gemara. And I saw that the Brisker Rav said that we see how much pain HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on Eiv. But with all the pain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on Eiv, the suffering that he brought on Eiv because he decided that Eiv deserves it, he never took away his friends, because that's something that you can't survive without. When a person has girls, then there's more children come to the world, they have the babies. It causes quarreling. That there's bracha through a girl. Why did Eiv only have three girls? The pasuk says that after Eiv finished suffering, whatever he had doubled, and the amount of sons he had doubled, but shouldn't have the amount of girls he had also doubled? Answers the Gemara, even though he didn't have double the amount of girls he had originally, of a nichbal b'yoyfi. The girls he had were much more beautiful. The ksiv, v'hiloy shivena banim, shiva banim v'shiloy shabonois, v'yikra ach shemim, yamima, v'shem v'shein is ketzia, v'shem v'shlish is Karen Hofach. Yamima, shaysudayim alayoyim. She was as beautiful as the sun. Ketzia, shaysurecha noidiv, ketzia. She had a beautiful fragrance. She had a beautiful fragrance like this ktsia fruit. Karen Hafach, Amr Rebbe Rav Shila, Shadoim Lakarna the Keresh. She looked like the horn of the Keresh, which says the Gemara Mechaikla B'Marava. When they made this comment, they left in Eretz Yisrael. Karen the Keresh, if you look at the Karen the Keresh, Lekusahi, it's not so nice. Elam Rav Chazda, Kekorm Kama Derishka, B'minei, that it looked like a saffron field. Shenemar, Kisichri B'puch Inayich. Rishim B'Rebi, Esyad Leberta. It says the Gemara, Rishim B'Rebi had a daughter, have a kacholish date, and he felt bad. And his father, to console him, told him, "Rivya Balaylam, why are you upset? When you have a daughter, that causes that there will be a multiplication of the family." So Mefarshim asked, "So why was he upset?" So the Ben Yoyada explains, because he wanted to be able to have the opportunity to do the mitzvah pinyan aben, and by having a girl, he lost that opportunity. What your father said is really just to make you feel good, but it's not true. The Tanya Yevshalayim below Zecharim below in the Kavis, the world has to have boys and girls. It's better that you should be a person who has boys. Yevshalayim below Basim below Bursi. The world has to have people that sell some sell fragrance and work with leather, which gives a bad odor. You're better to be in the job that you work with fragrances than that. So why is it not great to have girls? So the Pasha Pshat that many suggest is because Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma, women are exempt. And what he was saying was that we should have children that are able to do mitzvahs all of the time, versus somebody who doesn't have children, that could do mitzvahs all of the time. Says the Gemara Ketanoi. So this question, how do we look at a girl, is actually Machlokes Tanoim. The pasuk says by Avram Avinu, Vashem Berechs Avram Bekol, my Bekol, Remeir Meshlohos Leibas. He didn't have to have any girls. She Bacherim Omrim, says the Gemara, Bas Haisala, Avram Avinu had a daughter, or Bakol Shema, and her name was actually Bakol, because it represents that when you have a girl, then actually Bakol, then you have all of the brachas. The Kedush Slavi says that what we learned from here is that whatever we have, Bakol Shema, maybe Avram Avinu was not satisfied with a girl. But what Avram Avinu was teaching us is, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, Bakol, we are satisfied with. Rabbi Elazar Madai, I'm an extended story of believer of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu saw in the stars, Shekom Malchim Mizrachim Mishkin Lepeschai. Everybody's going to come to greet him, and that was the bracha. Rishim and Yochai, I'm an Evan Tavi, and Hayesu Tului, but Tzavar Shal Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had this wonderful stone around his neck. Shekol Chai LaRoy Yosai, any ill person who saw him, Miyad Misrapi, right away got well. V'shor Shanifta Avram Avinu min Olam, when Avram Avinu passed away, Tola HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Gal L'Chama, he put it in stone. So I saw that the Rabbanan B'Shuscha explains, the neck is what connects the head and the body. And what Avram Avinu's stone was, that was supposed to connect the Gashmius and the Ruchnius. And what Avram Avinu was saying was that the stone around Avram Avinu's neck represents that Avram Avinu was teaching the world that the world isn't just Gashmius. The world is also Ruchnius. And by living that life, that is the greatest life that one can live. But when Avram Avinu passed away, we don't have an Avram Avinu that could do that for us. But what we have left is the sun. And we look at the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, then we recognize what the world is all about. Of course, the Mefarshim asked that we learned, until at that time there was nobody that got sick. So what do they need to get? What do we need? A stone. We learned the Masech B'Metzia, that Pezayin, that until Avram Avinu, nobody was sick. So some say that there was nobody sick, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make anybody sick. But if a person inflicted a wound, he got sick. Another pshat, that until the time of Yaakov, everybody who got sick passed away. But there were people who got sick, and now they got better. When the when the sun comes up, all the sick people get better. Davracha shleimar Esav b'yomav. That Esav never rebelled as long as he was alive. Davracha shashi shmal tshuva b'yomav. Shmal the tshuva as long as Avraham Avinu was alive. Shalar mar Esav b'yomav nolan. D'ksiv yava Esav menatzada v'oyev. V'tana oisayoyim. The day that Esav, that day that this happened, oisayoyim nifta Avraham Avinu. That was the day that Avraham Avinu passed away. Vasu Yaakov Avinu tafshe shel adoshim, and Yaakov made a meal out of beans. Lenachem es Yitzkoviv to console his father. Asked the Gemara, Maishno shel adoshim, why did he make a bean meal? Ami b'maravim shmei the rabba b'mari ma adosh ein lepeh. It doesn't have a crack like other beans. It's closed from all the different sides. Af Avelim Mugugalis Mukzeris Abali Olam. The Avelis is around Af Oval and Lape, so too the Oval doesn't have what to say. The Oval has to suffer. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu did on us. Another Pshat says the Gemara Dov Acher, Ma Adosh is Mugugalis. The Adosh is round. Af Avelis Mugugalis, that's the way the world works. It's a round world. Akbali Olam, it's a circle and everybody has to suffer. Mai Benayu, can we use an egg? An egg also doesn't have an opening, but it's not as round as an adosha. Five averis Esav violated on that day. Baal Nara Marasa, he had relations with a Nara Marasa. Haragas enough, he killed somebody. Kofa be'ikr, kofa betchias amesim, v'shatas ha-bechayra, and he despised the bechayra. Baal Nara Marasa, the Ksiv Hach of Yav Esam and Asada, the Ksiv Hasam, Kibasada Matzal. Hargus and Nefesh Ksiv Hach Oyev, the Ksiv Hasam, Oyloi Nefesh, Kiyof and Nashal Hargim. Kafabik, Ksiv Hacha, Lom Zali Bechira, the Ksiv Hasam, Zeb Kaili Van Veyu. Kafabatrias Amesim, the Ksiv, Hina and Nacha Herlich Lamos. Shot as a Bechira, the Ksiv Yizav Esav as a Bechaira, he showed disrespect to the Bechaira.